Did you know the population of Greater Western Sydney is pretty much the same as the population of Western Australia? They both hover around 2.6 million people. Interesting fact, but so what, Willie? I can hear you saying that. Well, it's an election year and numbers are important. And I can imagine the needs and wants of the Western Sydney community might be different to the needs and wants of the state of, let's say, Western Australia. Western Sydney Women founding director Amanda Rose is joining us this morning to talk about the community she loves and knows well and how they're deciding on who they'd like for the future leader for Australia this year. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm well and thank you for having me.
It's an election year. There's no escaping it. How are you and the community of Western Sydney thinking about who should we have in the Prime Minister role this year?
Well, it's really interesting because there's a massive shift in who people want to vote for. So a lot of people have turned off major parties, for example, and looking for alternatives. And that's why you see a rush of the independents at the council elections. People are questioning things. So I'm trying to encourage people to, instead of, say, generational voting and voting who you've always voted for, have a look at the track record of the people over the last 2 years. So Western Sydney was quite neglected during the pandemic and they copped a lot, right? They took a lot of burden with the lockdowns and especially those 12 LGAs.
Yes.
And no MP, there weren't any MPs that advocated for them. And in fact, more mayors advocated for them than the local member. So I encourage people to actually do their research to find out who supported you during your difficult time. And while that was happening, what legislation was being passed that you didn't know about, and is it in line with what you believe or what you want for your country? Because I think people forget that who you vote in, they're the people that are going to be responsible for passing legislation that controls you.
And all that information, where do people find that information? Is it on like their local members' website?
That's a very good question because a lot of people don't even look that up. So at the moment, there's 180 bills before Parliament. Right. And I guarantee you no one knows what they are. So I always say go to aph.gov.au to have a look at the legislation, but also check out websites like theyvoteforyou.org.au to see where your member, what type of support your member was giving or going against, and understand your local member's promises. So we need to also consider those that are coming up right now. So the independents and the smaller parties, which are promising very different things. Ask them the hard questions as well. Don't just assume that because someone is hates the people you hate that they're going to be for you, if that makes sense.
So yes, yeah, yeah.
So don't just because you hate one side doesn't mean you vote for the other, right? This is not school grounds. This is your future. This is the country's future and your region. So go to your local member, ask them the questions. What do you support? And look at where they have promised things in the past and did they deliver on that?
Why do you think we have been so kind of lazy in our researching and decision-making or defaulting to decisions in this area of our lives?
Oh, I tell you, we have been so trusting and it's like boiling the frog. You know, we've been trusting yes. for so long that we kind of have woken up in a boiling pot going, oh no, what can we do? It's too late. And some people are actually have lost that much hope in our politicians that they just think, I don't care who I vote for, right? And when you consider 30% of people don't make up their mind to the polling booth day is really concerning.
Oh my God, that is so concerning. So those people handing out flyers, they may actually like nab someone.
Why
on the way
do you think they have so many volunteers? And don't just assume the more volunteers that the more support you should give. You need to do your research before you turn up. And, you know, we've just assumed that if you're for us, that you're going to speak on our behalf because members of parliament are supposed to represent their community up the chain. But what's been happening over the past 5-10 years is that we have been told what they want us to believe or what they want us to do, and there's packaging it based on what they say that we believe or what we want. So when's the last time there was a survey done by community leaders to say, right, and we're going to create legislation for that. So it's reversed and we need to bring it back. And the only way to do that is to support those that we can prove and that we have more faith in that are going to listen to us rather than tell us.
Oh my God, Amanda Rose, such good advice. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope we all, like, I really hope we do all heed your advice and get a little bit more involved and research who we want. Because like you say, I feel like we all have been really trusting. And I think also we've all been like, well, you all lie. All politicians lie. Like,
that's right.
That's just a given. But I'm sure there are some good eggs out there.
There are. Can I just say there are two in Parliament right now that are absolutely amazing. And let me tell you, they're not usually the ones that are in the media. They're too busy doing the job. So do your research.
Yes. Amanda Rose, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.